I'm Ellis Hunt Jr., and I am the chairman of the Florida Citrus Commission. I'm also a third-generation citrus grower with Hunt Brothers in Lake Wales.
You noted that there had been some guarded optimism this year among growers about the crop prior to Irma.
Yes, we had just finished our estimate, and we were showing an increase in Lake Wales. Our groves looked noticeably better than they had, tree health and pieces of fruit on the tree, and the same with our groves in South Florida, LaBelle and Immokalee. We did not have the PFD incidents that really hurt us significantly last year. So our trees were back to normal. Tree health seemed to be improving with efforts that growers have been sharing with each other, enhanced nutritionals, fertigation and whatnot. We were really optimistic, and then the private forecaster, Elizabeth Steger, had come out with showing an increase and really thought we were seeing, we were seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and to have this happen just was unbelievable. But as Florida citrus growers always have, we've got nothing else to do but get up and continue to fight, and that's what we're doing, and we're going to come back again. This will be, several years. We don't know what the damage is today. It'll unfold under the next coming weeks and months, and perhaps next year as you look at the flooded groves and see the trees, can they come back and put a crop on? What percentage of trees will be lost and won't put a crop on next year and the following year due to water damage? So it's going to unfold over several years, but we'll keep fighting and we're going to come back.
Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam today told us it's a new era for federal aid, that it now requires an act of Congress, but you think the industry needs federal aid.
Yes, absolutely we need federal aid, and anybody that has a relationship through friends or however, we need to all reach out to our congressmen. I think obviously our Florida congressmen, they all get it. It's reaching out to other states, perhaps, that just don't know, not aware of the impact we have. We're going to try to get some more of those congressmen to get down to Florida and see this damage, because you actually got to see it firsthand. But, yeah, we're going to – that's the number one goal and fight for us, is to get that congressional support so we can get some aid in here to people that are going to have it in order to go forward through this season and next year. Everybody had already spent all their money in production costs. Were already spent, so that money is a lot of it on the ground, and how are these growers going to come back for next year and spend that money again? We're in desperate need of that congressional help.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.